Hi guys, it's Mr. May Money again, the guy who makes it look easy. I'm back. So today we're looking at physics. Here's a question I have here. Let me put the question here. The question reads: a motorcycle traveling east starts from rest, moves in a straight line with a constant acceleration, and covers a distance of 64 meters in 4 seconds. And then they want us to calculate the acceleration of that motorcycle. Then they want us to calculate its velocity. And then they want us to calculate at what time the motorcycle had covered half the total distance. And then they finally want us to calculate what distance the motorcycle had covered in half the total time. So we'll break it down together. And then now, here's something to notice. The motorbike is traveling east. Direction matters when it comes to physics. So as much as it's called physical science, it's the study of the physical world. So we care about everything, like we care about a lot of things. So we have the so-called vectors and scalars. The nature of understanding vectors and scalars, it can be confusing at times for students, but then it's not a big deal as it looks. Like one thing can wake up being a vector today and then tomorrow it becomes a scalar. Like a scalar is a scalar and a vector is a vector. I'm going to give you a simple example. When we talk about vectors, we are calculating both magnitude and the direction. So we care about the direction. For this case, we have a motorcycle that is traveling west at the constant acceleration, so we know the direction it's going. That's a vector. Every time, whenever you push an object and then it reacts by going to the direction of where the force is being applied, now there's a direction. Like if you start the car and then it accelerates, it goes to that direction, we can see where it's going. We can witness that, and then we can see that direction, meaning we can calculate both the magnitude and the direction of where it was going. That's a vector. But here's an interesting one. I can calculate the temperature of this room, but I can't really tell to which direction does the temperature, you know? So that's how you know is a scalar. So temperature will always be a scalar. There's no way it'll wake up one day and be a vector, you know? So a vector is a vector and a scalar is a scalar. So whenever there's a force and a direction, and then we show arrows to point those directions. Now I've given you a summary of vectors and scalars before we start with our question, right? Now, going back to our question, now let me put the situation down. Like, let's draw the storyline of what happened with the motorcycle, so it can be. So we have this situation of the motorcycle. The motorcycle is going west at a constant acceleration. We don't know what the acceleration is, but then we know that it's starting from rest, meaning the initial velocity is zero, and then it travels 64 meters. All that 64 meters, it traveled it in a period of 4 seconds. To travel from here to there, it traveled in a period of 4 seconds. And then now, question number one, they want us to calculate that acceleration that was not given. So now we only have what we have. Now, at this point, I believe you can pick it up that this falls under linear motions. And you know that we have linear motion on a horizontal plane, and then we have linear motions also for cases where it's a projectile motion where someone throws something up. But then for now, we are dealing with a horizontal plane because it's a motorcycle. For now, it's a motorcycle that is going west. So let's go back again. Now, oh, before that, like I said, I will be putting my equations of motions here. I hope I've been like showing the equations of motions up until I got to this point. So now we have our equations of motions. So from these equations of motions, before you choose which one to use, it's better to know what variable is given and what is not given. So you can just show your small data there. So you know initial velocity is zero because they said the motorbike starts from rest. And then we know that the change in distance, is 64 meters because it was given. And then we know that the change in time is 4 seconds because it was given. We don't know the final velocity and we don't know the acceleration. But we have these equations. So from these equations, one can see that the best one to select at this moment It would be equation number two, because it has time, it has initial velocity, and it also has change in distance. And then the only thing you are calculating is the acceleration. So my choice of an equation is gonna be change in x is equals to VIT plus 1/2 A T squared. So this is my change in my choice of formula, because I have time, I have change in distance. Okay, let me not confuse you by putting the triangle all the time on time, Mara. It's changing time, but then you can look at it like that, because I know some students may think there's a difference between the variables that are represented there, but it's fine. So we have change in distance, we have initial velocity, we have our time there. So our change in distance is 64 meters. It's equals to the initial velocity is zero multiplied by time. The time is 4 seconds plus 1/2 A, and then our time is 4 squared. Therefore, this is going to be 64 is equals to 4 times 0 is zero plus 1/2 A, 6 times 16, because 4 squared is 16. Therefore, this is going to be 64 is equals to 16 divided by 2. It's going to be 8 A. But we're looking for A, and then I divide by 8 there, and then I divide by 8 there. This cancels that. Therefore, my acceleration will be 8 meters per second squared. You can also write this as meters per second squared like that, squared like that. It's just another way of representing it in terms of like, it's just rules of exponents. I mean, so here is our acceleration. So we've answered the first question. Now our acceleration is 8 meters per second. Don't forget that. The next question now, they want us to calculate the final velocity. Even hadn't they say they want us to calculate the final velocity, but then we know the final velocity is what we don't know at the moment. So from again, here is our equations. And the choice of formula that I'm going to take, this one is VF. It's equals to V initial plus AT, because I know the time, I know the acceleration, I know it took 4 seconds for the trip to happen. Now I calculated the acceleration, it was 8 meters. And then the initial velocity is zero because it starts from rest. So this means the final velocity was 8 times 4, which is 32 meters per second. SI units meters. So now I know my final velocity is 32 meters per second. I've answered the second question. Now, the next question may sound tricky, Nyana. They want me to calculate at what time the motorcycle had covered half the total distance. At what time the motorcycle had covered half the total distance. So the total distance is 64. Half 64 is 32. Now, I'm going to take my distance down to half. They want to know at what time 32 meters. At what time? Now, they want to know the. Now, we know 4 seconds, that 4 seconds is for the total full period. They want to know at what time has it covered half its distance. We can assume it's 2 because it's half of 2 seconds, but then we can actually calculate the actual value, because now we don't know the time of when the distance was 32 meters. So we want to know the accurate time at that moment. This is how we calculate it. Again, my choice of equation is going to be change in x is equals to v initial t plus 1/2 a t squared. The acceleration is constant, so the acceleration is going to be the same throughout wherever this motorcycle is traveling. Hence, the value of a, it goes throughout. But then now I want to know when the distance was half, which was 32 meters. I want to know what was time then. 1/2 8 t squared, because I'm calculating time. I want to know what was the time when The motorbike, it was half the distance, which is 32 meters, because 32 meters is half of 64. So 32 is equals to, here I have 1/2 times 8 is like 8 divided by 2 is going to be 4 t squared. But then I want to solve for t here, divide by 4 here, divide by 4 here. Therefore, t squared is equals to 32 by 4 is 8. And root, finding the value of t there, putting square root both sides. Therefore, t will be square root of 8 is 2.82. Meaning, when the motorcycle had traveled half the distance, the time at that moment, it was 2.82 seconds. It was not exactly 2 seconds. So we don't really have to half it like that. So this is how you calculate that. And we move on to the next one. Again, the next one looks a bit confusing again. It reads this one. Calculate what distance the motorcycle had covered in half the total time. So now we know that in half the distance, it was on 2.82, it was 2.83 seconds. But then now they want us to tell at 2 seconds, which is half the time now, what was the distance then? Like you see, back to back. So this is how we do it. So now we know that at half the distance covered, the time then it was 2.83 seconds. Now we want to know what was the distance at half the total time. So the total time is 4 seconds. We want to know what was the distance when the time was 2 seconds. What was the distance when the time was 2 seconds? Because obviously it was not 32 meters. It was not halfway. We found that to be where it was halfway, it was 2.83 meters. So again, we say change in x, it's equals to v initial t plus 1/2 a t squared. We know that half the covered time, it will be 2. The initial velocity is 0, 2, 1/2. Acceleration is 8 meters per second squared. And the time is 2, half the covered total time. Therefore, what do I get here? I'm going to get 1/2 times 8 times 4, because 2 squared is 4. Therefore, from here, I'll have 1/2 times 8 is 4 times 4, 4 times 4, and then 16 meters. So, in exactly 2 seconds, it had covered 16 meters. Do you see? So, as you can see, man, it's just the application of the whole thing. Like I say, we care about direction. Which direction is it going? Is it going east? Is it going west, north, south? So some bit of geography nyana is needed, even on physics as well, if you think you're running away from geography, but I'm joking. So for now, this is as much we can say concerning linear motions. Join us on the next video as we create more videos that are related to this. I'm Mr. Maimane. This is Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it looks easy. Please don't forget to subscribe on our YouTube channel. Follow us on X, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, and as well as TikTok. The handle is at Simplified RSA.